Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, January 14th. If you're a smoker or otherwise addicted to nicotine, one large company no longer wants you as an employee. That company would be U-Haul. As of February 1st, the truck rental company will no longer hire nicotine lovers. Doesn't matter if you smoke cigarettes, vape, chew tobacco, or wear a nicotine patch, U-Haul wants nothing to do with you, at least not in the 21 states that allow employers to discriminate against the nicotine addicted. In 29 states, they can't turn your Marlboro use against you. U-Haul, which employs more than 30,000 people in North America, announced this new rule on January 2nd, presumably right around the same time that tens of thousands of Americans resolved yet again to quit smoking. The transportation industry happens to have one of the highest percentages of smokers of any industry, according to Adweek. Some 31% of workers in the transportation and so-called material moving industry use nicotine, according to the CDC. U-Haul says the reason for the new policy is to create a corporate culture of wellness. According to a tobacco treatment specialist quoted by East Texas ABC affiliate KLTV, consuming nicotine in any form damages the immune system, causing users to be sick more often than non-users. Theoretically, shrinking the numbers of nicotine-addicted employees could save companies money by reducing sick time, the specialist argued. So, what if you're a smoker who already works for U-Haul? Well, not to worry, you're grandfathered in. But does this mean you can't smoke on the job? Well, yes, but that's not all. U-Haul employees can't smoke anywhere, anytime. In the 21 states where this rule applies, new applicants to U-Haul will have to answer questions about their nicotine use. In some of those states, they'll test you for it. Nicotine testing isn't legal everywhere. Had a cigarette at your cousin's party on Saturday night? Well, look elsewhere, bub. U-Haul's policy may be rare, but it's not exactly unique. NBC News noted that Alaska Airlines has had a similar nicotine-free hiring policy since 1985. Certainly the nicotine habit is far from healthy. It's the single biggest cause of preventable deaths in the U.S., responsible for almost 500,000 deaths every year, according to the CDC. Still, U-Haul's move to ban its use amongst its employees prompts a boatload of hard questions. Among them, will employer decisions like this somehow convince people to quit? Does a company have a legitimate right to refuse to hire people whose health might cause insurance premiums to rise? Will it make U-Haul's culture and presumably those of other big companies that follow suit healthier? Or will they only be healthier, as Slate says, because they're selecting only those with the healthiest habits in the first place? And if companies can discriminate against smokers, could they also discriminate against those of us who don't have perfect body mass indexes or who consider exercise to be lifting a beer at the end of the day? These are some big questions that will take a long time and a lot of debate to answer. In the meantime, however, consider this. Slate noticed that over the last few years, U-Haul has signed up as dealers a whole new category of partners. Smoke shops, such as Smoke Break Tobacco in San Bernardino, California, and the Smoke Shop in Decatur, Alabama. You know, go get a vape or a cigarette while you're waiting for your rental truck to be ready. So what gives? Did U-Haul's HR department not notice this cognitive dissonance? Well, U-Haul's most well-known rivals are Penske Truck Rental and Budget Truck Rental, neither of which, so far, discriminate against hiring nicotine users. U-Haul says its many wellness benefits include nicotine cessation programs. The company is building a 50,000-square-foot wellness center at its Phoenix headquarters and continues to expand wellness benefits from nutrition to mental health programs. But whether expanding those benefits will help the company attract more health-conscious workers is yet another question, as is the fallout from its new and controversial Anti-Marlboro Man policy. policy. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, if you like our show, take a second and give us a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. You know, it really helps new listeners find us. And for that, we thank you so much. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.